Nos vamos para Venecia, tenemos comunicación con el director Jim Jarmusch. Natalia está en Venecia. Este filme, Father, Mother, Sister and Brother, está nominado a la máxima categoría, León de Oro. La película son tres actos y es una película que ha tenido buena crítica. Son tres historias. El padre en Estados Unidos, la madre en Dublín y la hermana, hermano, en París. Adelante, Natalia, con Jarmusch.
Mr. Jarmusch, I want to ask you, what do you choose these three cities, and do they have something special for you?
Well, father, I live in New York, but I have a place in the mountains in Catskill, so I wanted someone in the northeast for the father. I just love that landscape, and it's good kind of escaping from what he says, a step away from the so-called real world. And then Dublin, you know, I wrote it, first it was in London, and as soon as I finished the script and read it and thought about it, I thought, Ireland would be better, and Ireland celebrates writers, and you don't pay taxes if you're a writer there. They're storytellers, Ireland, you know? So then I thought, oh, well, let's have her stay English, but be in Ireland. And the third, Paris is my second love of cities in my life after New York, and I've spent a lot of time there. I'm currently trying to get French visa, artist visa, just so I could live there too. And Paris is very important to me personally, my history, my adult life. It's why I make films. I went to study in Paris when I was 20, and I came from Columbia University in New York. And I came back with not having fulfilled my studies because I spent all my time in the cinema thing. And I saw movies from India and Japan and China and old Hollywood movies from France, Italian. And my mind was just so excited. It was like electrified. And that's where I became like obsessed in a way with this beautiful form. Humans tell stories with a camera, you know, what an incredibly beautiful thing.
So just a curiosity, a few years ago you told me that before you write the screenplay, you read poetry.
Pues le pregunta ahí Natalia por qué escogió esas tres ciudades. Nos dice que vivió en Nueva York, ama el paisaje de Nueva York, le gusta mucho de lo que dice del mundo real y también escogió Dublín. Primero pensó en Londres, pero nos dice que Irlanda creyó que sería mejor, los escritores no pagan impuestos y le gusta mucho más Irlanda. Y nos dice que París es su segundo amor después de Nueva York, que es muy importante en su vida personal, en su vida adulta. Se fue a estudiar a París después de ir a Columbia sin completar sus estudios. Entonces estaba muy emocionado de poder llegar a París, que fue realmente donde se obsesionó para contar historias.
How do you usually work, for example? Do you prefer to do a lot of rehearsal or many takes on set?
No, I don't rehearse. I talk with them about the characters, and I talk with them in whatever direction they want, but I don't like to rehearse. I never rehearse scenes that I'm going to shoot because I want them to be fresh. Although, in Ireland, at one point, Vicky and Kate and Charlotte chose to have a rehearsal. They wanted to read through together and have a rehearsal. And I said, you're welcome to, but I will not be there. I don't want to guide you in that way. So if you want to work together on them, they were like, well, we'll memorize the dialogue. And I thought, that's cool, that's good. But I don't like rehearsing, because acting for me is about reacting and not acting out the thing that's on the page, but it's got to be reacting to one another. That's why I like all the silences too, and the moments that, you know, when things that aren't said kind of say more, you know? So I don't like to rehearse in a normal way. But I do talk about it, and I also, while shooting, I will talk to each actor separately, like after a take.
Bueno, y ahí le habla sobre el proceso de los ensayos con los actores, nos dice que a él no le gustan los ensayos, habla con ellos para que sepan más o menos en qué dirección quiere ir, pero no ensayan las escenas porque le gusta que sean frescas. En Irlanda, Vicky, Kate y Charlotte querían ensayar, querían leer el libreto juntos y él le dijo, pueden hacerlo, pero no quiero guiarlos de esa manera porque a él no le gusta el ensayo. Para él actuar es una reacción, más bien es reaccionar, no decir lo que está en una página o un libreto, sino reaccionar el uno al otro, y por eso no le gustan los ensayos en la forma normal, le gusta hablar directamente con ellos pues después de cada escena.